Good morning.
Reliable. What a great tagline.
Hey, I'd take it.
Nothing if not on time.
I meant reliably brilliant at telling us what wasn't news.
Good recovery.
Thanks for that.
Well, look, if you're still recovering from the excitement that was the Trump and Clinton presidential debate, then hold on to the edge of your seat, because this week saw the vice presidents going head to head.
Two people we've definitely heard of before this.
Yes, definitely. I've written their names down in case I forget. Mike Pence for the Republican Party and Tim Kaine for the Democratic Party. Did you watch it? Did anyone watch it?
I believe that the guys who do our American Politics podcast would have watched it.
Yes.
I didn't.
I watched the whole presidential debate. Ooh. And compared to that, the vice president's debate was a waste of airspace. I couldn't even tell the difference between the two of them. They look the same. I thought at least they're wearing color-coded ties. But they weren't. Mike Pence was wearing a blue tie, even though he's a Republican. And Tim Kaine was wearing a red tie, even though he's a Democratic. I was just very confused.
Are you sure that they're just not so similar? That
now that I've said that, I'm not entirely sure. They could be interchangeable. They could just swap if the other one wins. Who knows?
According to Twitter, the one that looked like a race of sentient apples elected a leader is Mike Pence.
Right. They both kind of look like sentient fruit. It's not a helpful description.
Okay.
And then no one's even sure who even won the debate, apart from the Republican committee, who released a statement an hour before the debate even started, saying that Mike Pence won. Congratulations to Mike.
Look, there's nothing wrong with confidence.
Slightly. They even anticipated what he was going to talk about. I mean, obviously they had his notes and they knew what the topics were going to be, but they wrote a whole summary before it had even aired or happened, saying congratulations to Mike Pence. Even they knew it was a waste of space. There's no point even doing the debate.
All right, so it wasn't news?
No.
All right, good.
Not in my books. And neither was our former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, who this week, on his tour of Europe, I believe, just Europe this time, even though he's been jet-setting around the world quite a bit lately, was reported telling the Tories, which is the UK Conservative Party, that, he's probably going to be Prime Minister again soon.
Did he actually say that?
That's the report. Now, he has emphatically denied it, but the reporter is standing by the story. But if that is not news enough for you, Tony Abbott has also this week become a member of the advisory board for a think tank called the Ramsey Center for Western Civilization, which promotes the study of Western civilization.
The Ramsey Center for Western Civilization.
Yes.
It sounds like a code for a Bond villain organization.
Yeah, it does sound a little bit suspicious. And I don't know how they're going to promote Western civilization any more than it's already taught in every history, literature, politics class. I'm pretty down with Western civilization. I kind of think I know what's going on there. But thanks anyway, Tony Abbott.
Thank you, Tony. He's given so much this segment over the years.
Exactly. He's constant fodder for Not News. And finally, just to keep the political balance, even Kevin Rudd, he has shown that he is not bitter at all.
Not at all.
He's totally okay with not being nominated for UN Secretary General. He has come out saying that another country has offered to make Kevin Rudd their nomination for Secretary General. He won't say which, but they definitely did offer it just because we didn't want him. Other countries do, okay?
Yeah.
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 I imagine Julie Bishop got the news in a late night text with lots of emojis. Like, by the way... Fiji have said, I can be their nomination, KGTG.
I think that's actually unfair to Fiji that it would be them.
Well, I mean, the closest neighbour is New Zealand, but they had a nomination. They had Helen Clark. But I believe this morning in actual news, the UN Secretary General has been announced, and he is from Portugal.
He is indeed.
But I cannot remember his name.
Congratulations, Petersham. We'll be celebrating again, just like when we won the football.
Hey.
Yay.
Now, look, these non-news items have all been old white guys sucking the air out of the room with their nonsense.
It's what we do. It's not our fault.
In actual news, it has taken the entire female population of a country to draw attention to the issue of abortion in Poland.
Holy hell.
So this week, there were protests in Poland. They were called Black Monday. And estimates say up to 6 million people took to the streets to protest the criminalization of abortion in Poland.
Why have I not seen this anywhere? You are literally telling me this for the first time.
Oh, yes. This is this is what it's all about. You know, as this is a huge amount of people taking to the streets to protest a change in the laws. They were going to totally criminalize it. So even in circumstances where it would save the woman's life, or if it was a result of rape or incest, they were going to criminalize not only the women, but also the doctors who performed the surgery.
Poland, what are you doing?
So it was a mass uprising, mass protest. Those who couldn't attend the protest wore black to work. There were mass walk-offs, mass strikes. And it's a sign that while countries like, you know, Australia and America, you see the conservative side trying to push for more criminalization, it's great to see this kind of push back, you know.
Yeah.
This is a really conservative Catholic country with a right-wing government, and they've said they're not going to stand for that.
That is amazing and far more newsworthy than lookalike veeps and a couple of ex-PMs.
Any of them old white dudes.
Thank you very much, Shane Anderson.
Thank you.